Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 215, a review of Lesson 195, Love is the Way I Walk in Gratitude. In Lesson 195, it says, "Gratitude is a lesson hard to learn for those who look upon the world amiss. The most that they can do is see themselves as better off than others, and they try to be content because another seems to suffer more than they. How pitiful and deprecating are such thoughts, for who has cause for thanks while others have less cause? And who could suffer less because he sees another suffer more?" You may have found yourself from time to time seeing another person who might be very sick, and just for a moment thinking, "Wow, I'm glad that I don't have that." Or you might see a homeless person, and you might think just for a moment, "Wow, I should be really grateful for what I have, because at least I'm not homeless." But today, let us remember that everything that we see is one with us. And if we will validate sickness or lack or poverty or homelessness in another person, we are actually validating it within ourselves. So you might wonder what you can do instead. In A Course in Miracles, we learn that every other person is one with us, that they are not their bodies and they are not their circumstances. The next time that you see someone that seems to be in a worse situation than you are, the very first thing you want to do is to acknowledge the truth of who they are. "Dear God, help me to see the truth of this person or of this situation, the truth that you created them, that they are whole, complete, amply provided for, that they have everything because it is your will that they have everything." Now your eyes are reporting to you a very different picture, but this is because you are looking at the effect of your past thoughts and beliefs. You have accepted into your mind that you can be separated from God. This is not so. And because that idea has been accepted, you are now seeing the projection of that thought. Today, we will not validate the picture of illusion and poverty and even death. Today, we come and bring all of these pictures in our mind and we lay them at the altar of truth. And we accept instead the truth that God created us, that we are whole, complete, and entitled to happiness in everything that we do. "Dear God, thank you in advance that the pictures I see are not the truth. I want the truth instead of this, and I accept that it is your will that I have it. Love is the way I walk in gratitude."